Alright. Say something funny.
よーくぞ。これは、アンコードゲームズ55。私たちは、ダニエルとジェフリーです。
ありがとう。
はい。
Welcome to another episode of Encore Gamers, where Jeff tries to familiarize the world with different languages. What languages do you think is going to be next? Portuguese?
日本語じゃない。
Chinese?
No, that one's too hard.
Korean?
I try to learn Chinese. I try to learn some Mandarin. What?
It's like Vietnamese.
Was that Afrikaans?
No, it was like Vietnamese. You gotta get like the real like bubbly sound.
It's like French. You gotta get that.
It's not that. It
comes from the throat though. It's like French too.
I don't know if Vietnamese comes from the throat per se, but they have the real like big bubbly sounds too.
Come sum it up. Okay. That's the only thing I know how to say in Vietnamese.
All right. Let's throw out some quick news topics.
That means thank you.
PS4 price drop was officially announced. Dropped $50, so it's $350 now.
You know they weren't lying. Target wasn't liars, man.
Yeah, Target don't lie.
Target don't lie to nobody.
But
you know how I know that? We sell to Target.
not Encore Gamers.
No.
But Target, if you're interested, I mean, just let me know.
Try some Sweet Earth Natural Foods. They're quite delicious.
Yeah, in a way, we're kind of sponsored through them.
I don't see how.
So,
and try our new breakfast sandwiches.
Again, if you guys don't know, Jeff does work for Sweet Earth, so in that sense, they do pay half of Encore Gamers. So I guess I'll allow it.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey man, I'm just trying to get ourselves on the map. We're a small business. We're growing. So, yeah.
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 Yeah, speeds for price drops. $50 off. It includes all the bundles.
Just in time for the holidays, right?
Just in time for the holidays.
Of course.
And there's actually deals going on right now where you can pick up and get a little bit more of a discount off. I think Groupon. If you go on Groupon, you put the code VISA15, I believe. Something like that. You can probably find it online. You can get yourself a PS4 for $332.
Ooh.
It's a little bit more off, but, you know, that's almost pretty much a game. Dude. It's like a game and a PS4.
Good mini game.
Yep. Alright, and let's see here. So, Phil Spencer, as we know, is the boss of Xbox. He recently was doing a talk. Let's see here. And, yeah, the 2015 GeekWire Summit. And he was asked a question... whether he thinks the Xbox One will be able to surpass PlayStation 4. And he said...
In what sense?
It's sales and stuff like that. Okay. You know, like, that's usually what they talk about. He said, you know, I don't know. The length of the generation, they have a huge lead and they have a good product. Although the con of the games lineup that we have...
So, you make a better product but not better games? Is that...
No, I mean, he's saying he likes the games and stuff like that. He's saying that Sony has a good product. And, you know, he likes the games and stuff that they have for Xbox and stuff like that. He's saying that he just doesn't know if they'll be able to do enough sales right now.
I think at this point, it's hard to catch up. It's going to be way too hard to catch up.
I think it's not necessarily, you think we'll catch up this year. It's more like, do you think Xbox will surpass PS4 at some point? And he says, I don't know. He seems, in the paraphrasing that I'm giving you now. But he seems very, like he not sure that that's going to happen. But he also goes on to say, like, at this point, like, all right, I don't think this is going to happen now. Like, the sales lead's so strong. But it frees us up. It gives us the ability to stop thinking about, like, trying to compete with Sony and try to think about what we can do for the consumer that's fun and something the consumer's going to like.
It's too late in the game, yeah, like you say, it's too late in the game to be thinking about, like, sales of a system, you know what I mean? Just work on the content, like you say, make your product a better product for the people that actually have it now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And sales, I don't know. I mean, Xbox is going to sell a lot of consoles no matter what.
Well, I mean, the thing is, right?
They're not going to be hurting.
The PS3 didn't overtake... It did eventually overtake the 360 in, like, the last, like, year or two of the console generation. But at the end of the day, PS3 outsold Xbox One. So is Xbox One going to outsold the Xbox 360? Is Xbox One going to eventually outsell PS4? He's like, I'm not sure, but we're not even going to worry about that anymore.
It's a stupid race, really.
It really is. It really is. At the same time, it's the publishers want to see it, though.
Yeah.
The publisher want to know who's in charge, so you know who to go with the exclusive and where they're going to get the most money and stuff like that, yeah?
Either way, dude, they're going to get tons of money. It doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter. But I thought it was interesting. I thought it was very, very, adult of him to be like, you know, I don't know if we'll be able to do it. Because that's what I like about the two presidents right now. Like, both Shuhei Yoshida and Phil Spencer, you know, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I really like what this company's doing. You know, I wish we could do something like that and stuff like that. They're very open about it.
Yeah.
It's just friendly, healthy environment.
So, speaking of exclusives, the SoCal Regionals was this weekend. Fighting tournament.
Oh, did you in the Street Fighter V?
Yeah, they did an exhibition for Street Fighter V.
New characters?
Yeah, well, they usually get all the characters.
Oh, so they had what's her name from Street Fighter Alpha 3 Max?
Snake Eyes was playing Zangief in it. Yeah.
And he rage quit?
Nah, he didn't rage quit. He got like fourth place. Xiaohai won that one. And dude, his name is, you know, popping up everywhere. Xiaohai. He's a Chinese player.
Was he using Birdie?
He was using. Was he just Ryu. Jabbing? He was using Ryu. Ryu.
How many birdies are in there just trying to just jab their way to a win?
There was no birdies in top eight, dude.
Nice.
No birdies at all.
Because, man, Birdie dominated that one time. How many camis were there? Because there was a lot of camis last
there time. There was one cami?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So who dominated?
It would seem that there was more Karen than anybody.
More Kens?
Karen.
Oh, Karen. Cutting. Yeah.
Cutting. So Kazunoko was playing Karen, and he got second place. And Dako got third place with Ken Kami. PR Rog, I love that guy.
There's no Rog, though. Who did he play?
PR Rog played Karen as well. Mm. 801 Strider played Laura, and he got fifth place.
Oh, they had Laura?
Yeah. Dude, they were the exhibitions, dude. They get, like, everything.
Well, you know, sometimes they like, all right, we got everybody except for the last two we just announced.
They call upon the better players to play all the characters.
How'd Laura look?
Laura, Dolores a good character, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot of mix-ups?
Yeah, man, she's a good character. You guys gotta check it out on YouTube. Just watch the gameplay on YouTube. I mean, the exhibition matches, it's not very long. You know, there's not a lot of players in it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's not like a huge part of the tournament, you know what I mean? It was just an exhibition match, you know. Exhibition matches between like, you know, a lot of top players. So, yeah, Snake Eyes also tied for fifth with Zangief. I don't know if he's digging the new Zangief, but I hope he is because he's got a lot of new options now. Alucard played Bison and Reiketsu.
Wait, the son of Dracula was there?
Yes. And he was playing a dictator.
When he lost, did he go, what?
Well, he kind of lost. He was seventh place. Tied for fifth. Whatever. He's like, there's only ties for fifth.
What?
And Rokutsu played Vega. And that's a top eight.
But Alucard should get that on a sound clip whenever he loses. He's just like, what?
This is what you and Alucard. You really love that series, man.
It was a really, really good game.
Most
of the people love that series.
There are some games. I don't know any characters, any people that play this, you know, games like Persona 4. I don't really know the people there.
Right.
I mean, they're not big games. You know what I mean? That
you didn't like
they're not as popular as
Street Fighter.
Yeah, yeah. Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. Yeah.
Some good job saying the name though. That's always a tough one. It's a bit of a tongue twister.
I speak a little bit of Japanese. I've been studying Japanese, so.
Oh, okay.
That's where the whole intro came from.
Nice. Yeah.
Skullgirls. You know, Skullgirls actually here. That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Killer Instinct. Was taken by Bass. He was using Spinal. I don't know these people. Guilty Gear was there. Blaze Blue was there, won by Jonah.
PlayStation All-Stars, who won that one?
PlayStation All-Stars? What is that?
You know, one of the best tournament fighting games there is.
Never heard of it. So, Undernight, Inbirth.
Oh, you've heard of it. You've struggled.
Rolly Michael.
You've struggled taking me down many a time. Many a time have you beat your head against
me. Because you had, like, so much practice with it, and I barely started the game.
I didn't have that much practice.
You had, like, a day.
Already the second best person in our little group tournament.
Me?
Yeah.
That's because you've only played with me. You played it, like, 3 times.
I played with, like, 8 different people.
Really?
Yeah.
You're first, and I'm second?
Pretty much.
I'm pretty good, then.
Yeah, you're not bad.
I don't even remember the game too much. All I remember is I can never get a level 3. That's all I remember. Always popping off from level 2s. Because I feel like I'm not going to get a 3, and I'm just like, I need to use this now.
You gotta figure out the characters which ones have a resourceful level up system. I mean, some people, are level 1s are better than level 2s and 3s. Because it's just, you get them fast, and you usually get a pretty good hit off of them.
I mean, they're all killers anyway, right?
Yeah.
So, as long as you land it, whatever. There's Dead or Alive 5. That was won by Crazy Steady. King of Fighters 13. Now, King of Fighters 13 is a tournament that I like to watch. This is a really good game. I think it's very
underrated. Was the drunk guy? Did he make it into the finals? The guy that always gets drunk first?
What is his name?
Because he's the funnest one to watch people play.
I know what you're talking about. I forget his name.
Yeah, he's a little old man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, he was used in the tournament, but...
Because the only one I actually saw the finals of, there was only like one person in the finals that actually was using him in their team.
Of the last tournament you watched?
The last tournament I watched, which was like one or two, like an Evo.
Was it NorCal?
No, I think it was an Evo or two ago, something like that.
You didn't watch the last Evo?
I don't know. It's just a blur.
It's a blur?
Yeah.
Well, the King of Fighters, dude, it was a really good match between Mysterio and Xiaohai. And so Mysterio came in on the winner's side, and Xiaohai came in on the loser's side. And Mysterio had won the first two games. First two games, dude, 2-0, right? One more game to go. And Xiaohai resets the brackets, takes it 3-0 from there, right? And I was just like, oh my god, dude, you mess this whole thing up. Now it's going to get reset, and you're going to lose. You're going to lose this, dude. And I wanted Mysterio to win, dude. You know what I mean? Like, you know, someone from the Americas, you know, to take top place.
Yeah, yeah.
And he ended up, oh my god, I forgot what the final score was. I think it was 3-1. I'm pretty sure it was 3-1, but he definitely took it, you know, very convincingly.
Shall I or Mysterio?
Mysterio.
Okay.
Mysterio. Yeah, no, he's a really good player, man.
Nice.
It's amazing to watch these people.
So Shaohai, I think you mentioned it earlier. He was in the Street Fighter V.
He was in the Street Fighter V tournament. He was in the Street Fighter IV tournament.
He was having a busy day.
Yeah, he plays a lot of games. I'm telling you, this name is popping up like everywhere. You know, like at least in the last like. I would say last couple of years, maybe. Like, I've been seeing his name a lot more. And the first time I saw his name, the first time I saw him was in a tournament in China, which, you know, like, I didn't really know any of the players in China. Like, they're not too well known. There's not a lot of players that come out. So, and Xiaohai, I think, got either first or second place in that tournament. I don't think it was a Capcom major tournament.
Yeah.
But it was really, But this guy, I don't know, man. This guy's just, you know, he's building a name for himself.
I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard his name in the PS All-Stars circles, so, I mean, he must not be that big.
He's probably not really good at that game.
I mean, he's
not good at the really technical games like All-Stars, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He has trouble, you know, pressing buttons in the right
combo. I wish there was All-Stars, like, tournaments, dude. I'm sure
there are somewhere.
No, dude, I've tried looking for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Even local?
Even local.
Yeah, probably not even local.
But, like, just the amount of,
They're trying to be a Smash Bros, man.
No, but it's different. It's so different.
Though. It is different.
It's so completely different than Smash Bros. It's just the amount of, like, technical skill you can get in that game.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, everything you do is a move, and you can just combo them, and, like, you can combo them to the point where you can, like, just kill someone with your super.
And, really?
Like, yeah.
I've never seen that happen.
Sir Fortescue has the easiest one to set up. Once you have your level 1 super, he does this thing where he kind of, like, in the direction you're facing, pulls out a little, like, lantern thing, and it has a little cone of where it'll kill somebody. Right? It's upward diagonal. You do your upward smash on him, or your upward strike with his sword. I forget if it's square or triangle, something like up and square or something like that. And it'll launch the guy in the air. You use your arrow to shoot him, it'll electrify and keep him in place, and you just pull out your super.
That's a short combo.
It's a short combo, yeah.
Yeah. But I thought you were talking about something more extensive than that.
I'm sure if somebody out there, if there was a tournament, you'd probably see somebody that had something more extensive.
Crazy people, dude. Yeah, there's a lot of people that know how to break games. So just to finish out, Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U was taken by Larry Lur using Fox, Tyrant with Meta Knight, and Void using Sheik. Guilty Gear, Kazunoko took Guilty Gear Xrd. Yeah, I don't really know too many characters there, but Kazunoko's a big name. There was also a team tournament, but I don't care about that. Now, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 was taken by Filipino Champ against Cloud 805. Dude, Cloud's hair was just funky, man. That guy has such poofy hair, and it's like long, and it kind of, so it goes from the top of his head, right? And then it just kind of curves inside, and then it curves outside, and then it starts curving back inside.
Interesting.
So there's like a little, you know, like a little
tree
Coca-Cola bottle type thing happening there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But it's really poofy. I like the figure
you're making with your hands.
But it's so poofy. So suggestive. But it's like super, super poofy. You know, it's just, I don't know, man. It's letting the hair grow up, like, kind of crazy.
Nice.
But, yeah, and then third place was taken by Apology Man. Now, Apology Man uses, K-Brad was talking about Apology Man. He went on the mic for a bit, and K-Brad was saying, talking mad shiznit about Apology Man, because Apology Man uses a very cheap tactic. He uses, Super Scroll, what is his face? Oh my god, the little dragon guy. Oh my god, Firebrand. And, Dr. Doom. Right? So this guy, once he beats a character, there's this move that he can do to make it basically an unblockable. And I heard there's like a minimal, Filipino Champ escaped from it one time, but I think he gave him too much of a window, so it was easily escapable for him. But apparently there's like just like a very, very small chance that you're able to escape the oncoming onslaught.
It sounds like most of Marvel's...
No, well, I mean, they're not... I mean, there's a lot of good blocking to do when your new character comes in, right? When you beat a character and another character comes in, you can do some moves to kind of trick, you know, where you're going to block, where you're going to block. But apparently this, you know, the one he does, and he's been doing it for a long time, is basically an unblockable. There's no way you can block it. There's like minimal chance that you'll be able to block it. And I think that chance has to do with him like kind of messing up on the timing. But as long as like he gets the timing in, that's it. Your character's going to get hit, you're going to go down to zero. New character's gonna come in, same deal again. So basically, you don't even get a chance to play. So I'm sorry about that. It sounds like family trouble is what it sounds like.
Oh, I thought it sounded like Zelda interlude.
Yeah, it was, but
it's Zelda time. You know what that means.
So K-Brad was talking mad crap about this guy, calling him a C-class player, and he's like, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to play people who don't know how to play the game, who just rely on cheap tactics to beat everybody else. And like he was just talking a lot of crap, man. And so K-Brad is just not very happy with the way this guy works. I mean, he uses a tactic that nobody can escape from. So
I think your time's up, man.
Damn.
Alright, moving on, I suppose. Firewatch? Remember the game, the trailer, the guy, like, in the, he's like a forest ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
And he gets a call, and like,
there's
wait,
a,
if you're not in the tower, then who is?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. It's coming out February 9th on PS4 and PC and Linux.
It looked like an interesting game.
Yeah, I'm interested in it for sure. Until Dawn, the horror game on PS4, yeah. Developers have hinted at a possible sequel. So, obviously, that game did a lot better than most people were thinking. It became a sleeper hit. And selling millions of copies.
I don't know. I think there was a lot of hype before it came out.
There was a decent amount of hype. But, I mean, it was a game that was supposed to come out on the PS3. It was supposed to be, like, a move game or whatever. And it just disappeared for a while, right? Kind of like Last Guardian. So, it ended up being really, really well received. People really liked it. You still haven't picked it up for some strange reason. I don't know why.
The money. I'm not made out of money, vegan.
I believe you are. I believe in you.
Dude, I have children, and I have a family, and I have bills. And I have really high bills. I have bills that never end.
Here's some cool news. If you're somebody that hasn't picked up Bloodborne, just wait on it a little bit longer. Because they've already announced that Game of the Year edition is going to come with the original game and the expansion, The Old Hunters. There's an announced date of it arriving in Europe, November 25th. So, in time for the holiday season. So, if you know somebody has really been...
They still don't have that in Europe?
No, this is the Game of the Year edition.
Oh, okay.
So, presumably it'll be coming out around the same time here in the States. So, if you don't own the game, or if you know somebody that wants the game and doesn't own it, that's a pretty good reason to wait. Yeah, wait a little bit now. Allison Road. You remember Allison Road, right?
I'm trying to remember it.
Okay. You're in a corridor. It's first person.
Oh, yeah!
The PT ripoff.
Yeah, there we go. No ripoff. No ripoff. They're just trying to, you know, feed a craving, dude.
The PT glorification. So, that was being developed by, there was a Kickstarter campaign, by the developer Lilith, right? They were working on the game. They canceled the Kickstarter.
Really?
Because they're joining up with Team 17, which is an independent European developer.
So they're getting the money. They're making the game.
They're making the game with Team 17. Which is good.
So what happens... did they start the Kickstarter?
They started it. They canceled it. Because it got canceled, it didn't reach its limit. Nobody pays anything.
Nice. Okay.
Because if Kickstarter, if it doesn't reach the threshold it needs, then nobody pays anything. It's automatic failure.
Nice.
You never get partial money.
Good thing.
But yeah, Team 17, so that's good, because they're going to get A, more money, they're going to get more development people to work on it, and more help in knowing how to make games for stuff.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really cool. Let's see here. And, any other quick things you want to go over?
I don't think so.
Alright, I got a few things I want to talk about. One quick thing. Today is an update in Destiny. That brought the much.
Oh my god, dude. I kept. Wait till you hear what this guy did.
Eververse Trading Emporium, where you can get new emotes and stuff by paying real cash money to get silver in game currency.
Yeah.
It's purely cosmetic, has nothing to do with the actual game or anything like that. And, I got two of them.
Yeah, how much was it?
400 silver. I got the breakdown
equivalent
is
of how much real money.
Legendary is 500 silver and rares are 200 each. So you can get with 400 silver you can get two. It's $5 for 500 silver, and then $10 give you like 200.
Is it a minimum of $5?
A minimum of $5. So I got the one where you like eat.
No, vegan.
And they're pretty fun. They use like the whole body. Like there's one of the ones I got was you drop down to your knees in like sorrowful rage, because that happens a lot in the raid. So I thought that was good. The other one was
how much silver do you have left?
Let me finish. The other one was a little bit more excitement. It's the one where you like jump up and you're like yeah woo. Kind of excitement, stuff like that. For when you beat a boss in the raid, I felt that those were appropriate ones to pick up. They also have the Carlton Dance. That's one of the legendaries.
Not unusual to be loved by anyone.
I mean, that one would cost you $500 by itself. The other one they
$500?
Have... $5. $500 silver. The other one they have that's $5. You only have two that are $5 guaranteed, and that's the slow clap. And it is a really slow clap.
And it never gets faster.
No, it never gets faster.
It's supposed to get faster. That's what a slow clap is, man.
Anyway. So yeah, I have these, I showed Jeff what they were, and Jeff was very, very disappointed in me.
Yes, for paying money for those.
What if I told you I didn't pay any money for them?
What?
Yeah, Bungie reached out to me like, hey, we've heard about your guys' podcast, you've been doing a lot of good press for us, stuff like that, so here's a couple emails so you can talk about that on your show.
I know you're lying.
Yeah, I'm lying. They gave everybody 400 silver so they can go get their own emotes. Granted, you can't get any of the legendary ones, so if you see somebody that has one of those, they definitely paid for it. Or Bungie gave them a free one.
Alright.
So I didn't pay any money.
I take back everything I said about you.
Yeah, I was holding it back. I was like, how much did you pay for that? And I was like, we'll talk about it on the show. We'll talk about it on the show. Just cracking up inside.
Dude, I couldn't believe it, dude. I just couldn't believe it.
So which ones?
Vegan Dan actually pay money for this.
Which ones are you going to pick?
Me? I don't know. Carlton Dance? But I can't.
You can't, no.
But no. Whatever, dude. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see, dude. I didn't think they were going to be free. Like, they weren't. I mean, they didn't announce anything was going to be free. Like,
they mentioned that there was going to be, like, they'd give you some silver. I assume that you'd get one free one. But two. They gave you two, which is pretty cool. I like that. There's not that many. There's, like, let's see, like, nine, maybe
eight. Is that the only thing you can buy with it at this point?
Yeah.
Just the dancing emotes?
Yeah, just dancing emotes.
Not necessarily dancing, but... Okay.
It's not bad. I mean, I would. What I would like to see them do with these emotes at this point in time, I would like them to just expand them even further, just make them more ridiculous. How cool would it be? And how much would it make you really think about, oh man, do I want to spend that $5 or not? If there was an emote where you just kind of stood there, you put your hand down and you shot, like, shot blue blast, like Crota does.
Just, like, a real damaging one?
No, not a real damaging, because that would be weird. For the game and stuff like that, but it's kind of like the emote of you kind of become Crota. Or what if there was an emote where you kind of took the persona of one of the enemies in
just
the game?
The enemies?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. I don't know. I just wouldn't be cool enough for me to pay for it.
You stuttered.
I don't know, man. I just don't think I would pay for that. I don't think I would pay for any of the emotes. I'm sorry, Vegan. That's my opinion.
We'll see.
I'm not going to pay for it.
We'll see.
I know for sure.
We'll see. That you car was on dance.
Once my wife sees the credit card bill, man.
It'll just show up as a PlayStation purchase.
Yeah, and she's going to wonder what I bought with it.
For $5. Exactly.
Yeah. She's still going to wonder.
So somebody did the math. With the highest level thing that you can... Highest level like bundle of silver you can get. To get all the emails to be somewhere around $40. 40, 45, something like that.
Jesus, man.
If you wanted every single emote. You can only have one equipped.
Which is what I would have to pay for all the emotes anyway, right? Yeah.
No. It takes over your left D-pad emote. So you can only have one equipped at a time.
Yeah.
Huh. That's kind of cool. I like it.
Is it?
I like having free ones. Again, if they were all paid for, I probably wouldn't care so much.
Did you play the Battlefront beta?
I did. I played it a couple days. I did all three modes. I only did one of them once because I was kind of over it. So they had one that was on the volcano planet that you've been seeing in the trailers and stuff like that.
And that was...
Protect the drop pods. Yeah. Which is basically Capture the Flag, or King of the Hill. It's King of the Hill, basically. And then I did the Battle of Hoth, where it's like... If you're the Imperials, you gotta protect your AT-ATs from getting destroyed, and by keeping these communication relays offline or something like that.
Yeah.
And obviously, if you're the Rebels, you're trying to hook up these communication relays so you can lower the shields of the AT-ATs and destroy those. And that was a 20v20, so 40 players. The other one was like 8v8 for 16 or something like that, maybe 10v10.
Did you see any Vaders?
Yeah. Yeah. I almost became a Vader. So close.
Did you see any... Dude, that was so cool, dude. I saw Vader just, like, throw his lightsaber, dude. And, like, demolish a guy, dude. And the lightsaber just grabs the lightsaber.
I did see a choke.
That thing was so awesome. Isn't it awesome? Yeah. Isn't it awesome?
I still know... Because I was on the Imperial side. And I was like, I saw this guy. And you know, the guys have jump pads. And some, like, if you play the survival mode, some of the jump pads will just hover in there for a while. So that's what the guy was doing. So I was, like, shooting at him. And I was like, oh, wait, no, he's me. And I, like, looked to my right, like, oh, Vader. Okay, he's choking him. That's cool.
It's so awesome.
So it's pretty cool. And I did the survival, which is 1 to 2 players. You know, you just waves of enemies, basically.
They extended it till today, but I don't know what time they cut it off.
Yeah, I tried to get Black in there, but couldn't do it.
It was supposed to end yesterday. I don't know. I don't even know why they extended it.
They released the patch and everything too. Like today.
And it was only like it's only a day though.
Yeah. So I mean,
I think they were probably just trying to test something.
Yeah. So, my favorite mode was the survival mode. I think it's just because it was easier to know what was happening. I mean, a big problem with the other two modes, the multiplayer modes, multiple people, is the radar isn't as precise as most games are nowadays, like Destiny and stuff like that, mm-hmm. where they're like in 20 feet, you kind of know where they're coming from. It's a lot more ambiguous.
Which is the way it should be if you're not... I mean, if it's just going to show like enemies on the radar, no matter what, I don't like it. I just don't like that. I don't like that a radar will tell you where enemies are at if they haven't, like, you know, shot... any weapons or anything like that, you know what I mean? You just know where they are. I feel like it makes it a little more on the, you know, more easy mode,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a multiplayer game. So I'd rather do it the way Black Ops does it, you know, where you have to fire a shot before people know where you are on the radar.
Yeah, that's nice, yeah. So anyway, like the multiplayer ones, I was like, I'd get in there and I'm dead. I'd get in there and I'm like, turn the corner, dead. Yeah. Spawn, dead. I'm like, oh, dude. It's a big problem I have with, multiplayer shooters, stuff like that. When they get to a point where, like, alright, they know where I'm spawning, and now they're just, like, camping out and, like, killing me as they spawn.
That sniper that you get, though, it doesn't seem to be, like, incredibly accurate.
It's a one-shot. Like, it's not a blaster, it's a physical bullet.
It didn't seem like I don't know, maybe there was some physics involved with the actual bullet.
Maybe.
But it seems like a lot of people were shooting it, like, spot on, and it just wouldn't hit. I don't know.
I did get to pilot an AT-AT, an AT-ST, and a TIE Fighter. I'm not really counting the TIE Fighter, because I got into the TIE Fighter.
And got shot down.
And within, like, 2 seconds, the round was over.
Oh, that sucks.
I was trying to find, like, an X-Wing to go over, chase and shoot down, and they were already out of the sky.
You should have shot some people on the ground.
I was trying to figure out how to move the thing too. It wasn't intuitive. Which is another thing with the game is it wasn't intuitive.
Yeah, the future is like that, bro.
It's a beta, I guess. Let's see, but it was. I mean, the game handled fine. I mean, on the technical aspect, this DICE's beta for Battlefront was a lot better than the Rainbow Six beta. Whenever I wanted to get into a match, I just 15 seconds, I was in the match.
Yeah, it didn't seem too bad.
I never got kicked out of the servers. I never got, like, kicked out of a team. You know, I played with a friend one of the days. I just played with a friend for a while. We never got kicked, disconnected from each other. Everything just ran really smoothly. So on that aspect, the game looks great. I mean, the game looks great. You know,
it really does. It's a beautiful game.
It's a beautiful game. I mean, like, obviously you're starting to see now with the beta and stuff like that, it's not as high def as they make it look in the E3 demos and stuff like that. It's not quite up to those standards, but I wasn't, like, really expecting that. And maybe, you know, maybe when it comes out, it will be better, because they have time to polish it and all that stuff, too. The blasters kind of all feel the same right now to me.
The blasters?
Yeah, they're like... I didn't get to play with all of them, of course, because you have to unlock them.
You feel like they'll have, like, the same kind of recoil, the same...
Kind of, yeah.
Just the same firepower, really?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess some of them are supposed to do more damage or fire faster and stuff like that, but, I mean, so many people are just getting headshots off of you and stuff like that. It's so easy to just... I mean, a headshot's still a one-hit kill, so... doesn't really make a difference what your rate of fire is or how strong your gun is, really, you know? I mean, like, between the Rebel Basic and the Imperial Basic, yeah, I felt the difference. The Rebel Basic shoots a lot faster.
Yeah.
To the point that you probably don't even want to zoom with that one.
The Dark Souls 3 betas will be available, but only if you have a code.
And a PlayStation Plus account.
Yeah. So you have to sign up for that and then be selected to be able to play it.
You were supposed to sign up a month ago, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So I only heard about the beta like right now. I probably would have signed up for that.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about a beta until recently.
I have a PS Plus subscription. I like Bloodborne, Dark Souls. The bit of Demon's Souls that I played was pretty fun. I was like, yeah, you know, it would be fun. But I didn't even know that there was beta. But
hey, whatever.
Expect to see it on PlayStation Plus accounts.
Did you watch any Tony Hawk stuff?
I saw like reviews.
The Pro Skater 5,
really bad.
Such bad reviews. Oh my god, dude!
Across the board,
they've already made like just piles and piles of glitch videos, dude. Yeah. And it's horrible, man. That game is garbage.
It's not great. It's not great. Activision's like, hey guys, I mean,
you're on a rail, and then you just all of a sudden you just hit the ground. Like there's no animation. You're on the rail, then you're on the ground.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know, you're dead or whatever. And then, you know, you go through a lot of walls, you clip through a lot of floors and ceilings and everything. You're clipping through so much stuff. I don't know, man. This game was just absolutely garbage. Never should have came out. And I was a fan of the Tony Hawk games, man. Back in the day.
Yeah,
back in like 2001, you know what I mean?
I mean, that first one really was like,
oh my god, dude, that game was awesome, dude.
It just did something that nobody else had done, really.
It was hard to learn at first, I think. At least for me, it wasn't all that. I was trying to do too much, I think. When it came to tricks,
yeah,
like I just tried to do too many tricks at one time and always kept falling. But it was a really fun game. I enjoyed it a lot. Too bad they butchered, dude. Also, Rocket League is getting a DeLorean.
Yeah, the Back to the Future.
Yeah, Rocket League is a really cool game. You guys should play Rocket League. It's really fun.
Actually, I have not played it. I mean,
you should play it, dude.
It's free, but I haven't played it. Yeah.
So they're getting a DeLorean. Yeah.
Super excited.
There's some Street Fighter V news about the story. It's going to be different than the past games. The story's going to change a little. I don't know how that's going to work into the
universe.
To the whole. Yeah, like it's just. It's not. I mean, they haven't given any details.
Well, this game is the latest point in the story, right? It's beyond all the mangas and the anime.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. So they just said that they're going to tell the story differently than past games.
Oh, they're going to tell a different
game. Yeah, so there's something different. I don't know.
Maybe they'll do it a little bit more Blaze Blue status or Guilty Gear, which the story is a lot more heavily influenced in the game.
I think they're trying to do that with Street Fighter V. That's one of the main things that they're doing with Street Fighter V. I mean, in Street Fighter IV, you go through all the characters. You beat Seth, and you know you get like little stories here and there, but it's not. There's not a big storyline there, you know what I mean? Like, it's mostly just about the fighting. It's just, you know, just a game, you know, a fighting game. I mean, you can read all the, you know, all the comics and all that good stuff, but I never got too into the Street Fighter comics. And
yeah, they start to get really weird, from what I've heard.
The cartoon was cool for, you know, the whole one season that was out.
I didn't even watch the cartoon, I saw the animated movie, and that was amazing.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, dude, the animated, the really big animated Street Fighter, the animated movie. You never saw it?
No, I actually never seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
I've seen the live action.
No, we should not
watch it. Which is garbage.
Yeah, we should not watch that one, but we should watch the animated one together. It's pretty good. Like, the animation is pretty good on it.
I'm so sad that Street Fighter the movie was made.
Yeah, well.
Killer Instinct was a better movie, but it was missing everything.
There was a movie?
Oh, sorry. Mortal Kombat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a better movie, just in general.
The first one. Not so much the second and third one, yeah.
There was a third one?
There wasn't a third. Was there a third one?
No, I don't think
What am I thinking of?
If there was, I completely erased it from memory.
It probably wasn't.
I don't think after the second one, I was like, yeah, I'm never going to see that one.
I got into that cartoon as well. I got really into the cartoon. I think that one lasted like two seasons.
It was a cartoon, wasn't there? Yeah. Like a Saturday morning
cartoon. The animation was horrible, dude. The characters, the drawing of the characters, it was really bad. They were really squarey. I don't know, man. But I got really into it. I mean, I was so like Mortal Kombat back then, man. Everything Mortal Kombat, dude.
You were so on the edge.
Yeah.
Fatalities,
man. I was an evil little kid killing all these people in the video game.
In the video game.
That's the first of its kind, though. You gotta understand that. but I mean, the movie was also, I think, was missing a lot of blood and gore and what Mortal Kombat is.
Funny thing is, it was first of its kind in fighting sense, but not the goriest game to have come out.
What are you talking about?
There was a game.
Are you talking about, not at that time?
There's a PC game.
Before that time?
There's a PC game, and the entire thing is just like, it's just this torture room, and you just click on people on these, like, torture racks with, like, their guts spilling out and stuff like that.
Oh, that's a. Isn't that a. I've seen someone play that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that game is more. It's more comedic than anything.
There's just gorier things out there.
But that game was, like, all comedy, dude.
But Mortal Kombat was the first, like, mainstream one.
Mortal Kombat was more about the murder, man. It was about murdering people, man. You know what I mean? That PC game you're talking about, that seemed just like, it was like a fun game. It was a, I don't know, man. It's just
distraction?
Yeah, like, it wasn't really a game anyway.
Alright. Alright, so I do want to talk about something.
Sabertooth tigers?
They would be awesome.
Is it really a tiger?
What's
considered a tiger?
I think
when I think tiger, I think stripes. Sabertooth didn't have stripes.
We don't know if Sabertooth has stripes. We don't actually have a saber.
I thought we had a
living one.
Not a living one, but one with like what was fur? Pretty. Yeah.
Well, you think we had a preserved fur?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Mammoths. There's mammoths that are. They were in the same era.
Yeah, they were in the same era. We only recently have started discovering like actual preserved mammoths.
Yeah. Like really preserved ones, dude. Like stuff in their stomach still.
Crazy. Alright, so, VR. Really close.
PlayStation?
Just VR in general. So now actually a bunch of companies are starting to talk about VR now. One of them being Capcom, how they're, the team that works on Resident Evil is looking at making a VR game. I believe they're actually looking at making a VR.
Oh my god, dude, Resident a horror Evil game? A horror VR game?
Yeah.
So how awesome would that be?
Well, I would hate it. Intrinsically and immediately.
So awesome.
But
oh my god, real demons in your face, man. Come on.
There's already VR horror games, alright? You look up Oculus games, like some of the top 10 games. 8 out of 10 of them are going to be horror-based.
Nothing HD, though. Nothing, like, super, super realistic.
No, I mean, they're all, like, indie developers and stuff like that. People making them out in their own kitchen or wherever they have their things set up, but I mean, it's just gonna happen. There's no denying it.
I'm totally gonna buy that.
Really?
Hell yeah, man! Horror games are awesome. I don't know why I don't like them.
I don't like the sense of anxiety they give me.
But that's like part of the game. That's like, it's meant to do that.
But My games are relaxers or stress relievers.
That would relieve your stress somehow.
Yeah, like listening to people scream at 8-year-old children because they don't understand what the word tether means.
Hey, why is everybody tethering? Was it a hunter, right?
Yeah,
hunter. Yeah, is there a hunter in here? I'm a hunter. Why aren't you tethering him?
What's that?
I knew it! Monkey's like, I knew it!
Oh, just use your arrow. Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Oh my god, that kid.
That kid.
Why does Monkey hang out with so many kids?
Because he has a kid that he plays with.
Is that, are those kids his kids' friends?
I have to assume they're.
No, because Austin is from UK.
He is.
Yeah.
I could hear it. I knew I could hear it.
And he was and I was wondering why he wasn't in school, but I was like, oh, this it's like 3 p.m. for him.
Yeah. But I mean, the poor kid, he did like everything people asked of him, but just people didn't know how to ask it up for him. Yeah. To him, I mean. Like, they were using all these words that, like, we know. But this kid, like, he doesn't know what the hell anybody was talking about. But as soon as he understood what people wanted, he's like, oh, okay, yeah. It's like, you know.
He was down, man.
He was doing it. He was doing it what people wanted.
I think people just don't have any patience for kids just because they're kids anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the fact that he's a kid. Like, you feel like they're going to mess up anyway. They're not going to listen. You know, right off the bat, you know, there's already...
I mean, the kid already said, like, he's like, oh, is everybody going to do this? And the kid was like, you know, no, I've never gotten
anything. I've done this once, I think he said.
No, he said, I've never done anything past this point.
He said he had done that first part, right?
He said he'd done up to the relays, but he'd never done anything past the relays. Yeah.
And we were cool with that.
Yeah, you guys were all cool with that, but you were like, no, you got to do this. Why aren't you doing this? And he's like, I'm like sitting here. I'm not even playing, right? I'm just listening through the TV. Then I'm like, wait, nobody said he had to do that. Like, nobody told him that that was something that needed to be done.
Yeah. That poor kid, man. Monkey's really good at yelling at kids.
Monkey wasn't even the one really yelling at the kid. It was Eternal.
Was it Eternal? Oh, it was Eternal.
Eternal was the one that really got, like, started to get frustrated. Monkey was just kind of making fun of him, kind of. I was like, oh, you're not being awesome, awesome.
I still love that part where I was yelling at the other kid. I forgot what the other one. Not Awesome Man, the other one. Do you remember his tag?
Which one?
You remember how they were giving Awesome a bunch of crap and telling him, hey, you don't want to change your name, do you? To Mediocre Man?
Mediocre Man.
But, there was the other kid, like, I was, that time I was raiding with him and Monkey, and he was, and I was like, dude, no, you gotta do this, you need to stay put, you need to do that.
I wasn't there.
And Monkey was like, dude, chill, man, he's just a kid, dude.
Yeah, I think I heard
about
him. And the guy's
like, why are you doing, and Monkey, you told me to chill, man, now you're yelling at the kid, man, chill out.
My favorite, freak out was a kid, I think it was one of the kids that we played with in the past. Was Pabu. Like
Know the other guy was. Oh, he wasn't a kid.
Yeah, he was like a teenager.
Yeah.
Like 12, 13, something like that. But that freak out was probably my favorite because it was such a slow burn. Like, it wasn't like him like yelling at him. It was just like, listen, man.
It's because we were trying to give the guy instruction.
He wasn't paying attention. He was just doing whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah, I don't even think he was even listening to, the people talking. Yeah. He wasn't listening to the chat. And Papa just got fed up with it, man. He's like, why are you even in the game if you ain't got no chat? And I was like, damn, Papa. No, but you're right, Papa, though. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, it was totally justified. And it wasn't like him yelling at the kid. He was just like, no, look, you can't do this if you're not going to be participating.
He's being very assertive. That's it.
Very assertive, yeah. But it was so articulated. It's just like, I was like, oh, my
God. Dude, that's why I love British guys, man. Dude, those guys, I love the accent.
There you go with the generalizations.
Dude, it's true, man. If Papu has taught me something, is that British people are cool, man.
If this one person has taught me anything.
Is that a whole race of people is cool. Hey, but this Papu guy, no, Papu's really awesome. I love this guy,
We got to play with him again recently, not for very long, but it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, he raided with us a little bit, but he had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
We have conflicting schedules because of the time difference.
The huge time difference. Yeah. And all the good stuff happening in his life right now.
Oh, that's right. Congratulations to Papu.
Congratulations to Papu, indeed.
Papu had a child. Not him. He didn't have the child. His wife had the child.
His wife birthed the child. Yes. They both have the child.
They both have the child, yes. Yeah.
They both had the commitment of getting the child.
Yeah. So, congrats to Papu.
Congrats to Papu, indeed.
I hope Papu listens to this podcast at one point.
At someday. This episode. Where he's like, oh yeah, that was a great podcast. Just a bit of a bigot, though.
With all the Japanese and the talk about the races. And... Yeah.
One thing I can say that whenever I try to, like, say something that Papu said or something like that. It's impossible. Like, I can't get the accent out of my mind to not attempt it whenever, like, subconsciously.
You are being a racist then. Were you listening to Papu?
No, he has an accent.
Yeah, and you want to mimic it.
Like, when I'm quoting him, like, it's just a subconscious thing.
Just when you're quoting him, or when you're actually talking to the guy?
No.
Don't you ever feel like you want to talk with a British accent when you're talking to him?
Not so much
when
I'm actually talking to him, but whenever I want
I kind of pretend
like he's saying something, like, through me.
Yeah.
I just, like, subconsciously, like, kick into an accent.
Sometimes I feel like doing it when I'm talking to him.
He's just like, but hey, can I practice?
I refrain from doing that because that's very not a good thing. That's racist. Is it racist?
No, I don't think so. I mean, some people...
Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, right?
It is the greatest form of flattery. And sometimes you just get stuck in an accent. I've been stuck in an accent before.
What do you mean? It's like when I go to Mexico City and I speak like the Chilangos over there?
Maybe.
Is that kind of like that?
I assume, yeah, probably something like that.
Because I try to... You know, there comes a point where I'm just talking like them. You know what I mean? With that whole accent. And I keep it. And I keep it going. For the rest of the trip, I just do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Like, I remember one that really, like, stuck out to me was in high school. I had a bunch of Filipino friends in high school. And, you know, we listened to, like, Filipino comedians, like, watched some Filipino, like, you know, they showed me some Filipino stuff that was pretty funny, stuff like that. So I was kind of hearing a lot of, like, Filipino accents and stuff like that. And I was reportedly had a pretty decent Filipino accent. At least back in high school. I don't even know if I can pull it out anymore.
I knew a lot of Filipinos back in the 2002 era, but I can't remember accents.
Yeah. Well, one day, I was like talking to him. I was like, dude, you're doing like a Filipino accent right now. I was like, no, I'm not. It's like, dude, you're doing a Filipino accent. I was like, am I really? I was like, yeah. You're like, you keep doing this accent.
The funny thing is that you didn't even notice.
Yeah, oh like, I was just kind of like done it every
it's
once in
so
a while.
So bad.
And like, you just get stuck in it. Like, you just. Don't even notice it anymore. It becomes a regular speech pattern to you.
Oh my god. Is that racist?
I don't think it's racist if you're not intending this to be. I think for something to be racist...
Did you try to become Filipino?
No, I don't think
it's... Did you try to tan your skin?
No, I mean, I tried to date a Filipino. But, I mean, that's as close as I came.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I also just really enjoyed the person's company, so I don't think it's fair to try to put any label on me because of that.
Put labels on everything because of everything.
Racist. You bigot.
There's what games came out for the PlayStation Plus this time? There was Super Meat Boy came out.
I think didn't we do that last time?
That happened last. How long ago did that come out?
Super Meat Boy. It came out last Tuesday.
Holy crap! I just downloaded it yesterday.
You saw me play it.
Yeah, I know, but I forgot about it, man.
All right, real quick, I want to actually...
Wow, dude, I just lost like a week.
Yeah, you did. I want to finish talking about the virtual reality. We got off track.
Oh, yeah.
The Resident Evil was meant to be the lead-in to the topic of the virtual reality, not the entire topic by itself. So Epic Games, you'll recognize them as being the people who do the Unreal Engine, Unreal Tournament, as well as other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're talking a lot about virtual reality right now. They want to put a lot of focus on virtual reality. And trying to figure out what's going to work, what's not going to work. They're very excited about it. Which is kind of thing, pretty big thing, because Epic is a decently big a AAA developer, basically. You know, they're like third party in it, whatever. But they put out games people like. They run the Unreal Engine, which is big 2 games. So, like, seeing that they're talking about it a lot, and he broke it down, like, yeah, this first year, you know, it's probably not going to be a lot of, like, super big AAA games and stuff like that, because it's, you know, it's the first year, you know, the technology's going to keep getting better and better and better. You're going to see bigger and bigger install bases. You're going to start getting those really big AAA games and stuff like that. He believes it's going to be kind of like phones. Or, like, it's going to start out right now. You're going to kind of want to replace it, like, every couple weeks. Like, every year is going to be a new model. It's going to be better. But he's predicting it's going to get to a point where it's kind of like phones, where it's like it's going to be like every 3 years you're going to see the next big jump you want to make in VR. I'm hoping that's not the case.
The S4 to the S5.
Yeah. I hope it's a little bit better than that. But yeah, he did a lot of talk about it. Super excited for it, which got me excited. Because, you know, he's a big guy. You know, he runs the company. He's like, yeah, you know, we're looking at VR. Like, we want to make VR games. And, you know, we're figuring out what games work for VR and what games don't and stuff like that. So, you always hear people say, like, yeah, people are really enjoying VR and stuff like that. And, you know, PlayStation's got, like, oh, yeah, we got some first parties doing VR and stuff like that. But this is like, a name. You know, this is a big company that's like, yeah, no, we're really interested in VR. We want to do VR games. That's huge for VR, yeah? That's what you need for something like VR to take off. Like, the problem with the PlayStation Vitas and the PlayStation Moves and the Xbox Kinects and stuff like that is that, you know, to a point, even the Wii gamepads, is that, like, you have to get the developers, the third parties, the ones that are making most of the games for your console, interested in making games for that. Otherwise, it just stagnates.
Yeah. Kind of like the Move. The Move didn't do too well, did it?
The Move did not do too well. It had games that people like. Had games that had good reviews, but like 2-3 out of like 7 games that came out for that thing.
I mean, I think all in all, it just kind of seemed more of a copycat kind of thing with Nintendo. You know what I mean, with the whole Wiimote and stuff like that, and I think that's why people weren't so interested in it, because, you know, it was a, I don't know, it just kind of a reminded them of the Wii. And you know, in your subconscious.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, people just weren't interested in it. I don't know. That's how I feel about it. I mean, the Wii was... It was a good gimmick. You know what I mean? It was really fun, though. You know, especially the Wii Sports, dude. It was, you know, that was...
It was fun. It was Wii super Sports. Fun,
dude. Yeah. It was super fun. You're like, oh my god, dude. This has so much potential.
Kind of annoying.
So much potential, dude. But then it's just crappy games after crappy games after crappy games.
Or good games, it's just crappy implementation.
I enjoyed the Metroid for the Wii. I thought it was really good using the nunchuck and the...
I didn't enjoy for it anything that involves a sword. Because then you just waggle.
Waggle?
Yeah, the waggle. They call it the waggle? Waggle. The waggle stick.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, well, Skyward Sword or whatever, like, yeah. Swaggle your Wiimote around. It'll do something.
Oh. Remember when they came out with that, the adapter?
To make it more precise?
Yeah. What's up with that? I don't know.
Did anything even use that at that point?
Well, they started making all of them like that.
Yeah.
So it became part of the Wiimote. But, you know, like, the people who didn't buy the newer ones, you could buy the adapter for it. And I think some games didn't work unless you had that.
Classic Nintendo.
Yeah, well.
Classic Nintendo 3DS XL. New Nintendo 3DS XL.
Which is... God, it's the same as the 3DS.
Didn't even upgrade the screen in any way.
It's the same. It's the same one.
But you need it to play newer games.
Xenogears.
Or if you want 3D.
Zelda.
Only if you want 3D. Topic of the question of the week?
I suppose. I haven't actually read it.
Oh, buddy. You haven't read it? Or you haven't read it?
I haven't read it.
Alright, well, I will read it to you then, and to the people at home. I thought this would be a fun one. You know, I've been doing some of the more esoteric ones, philosophical and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I figured to do something a little fun, a little more silly. Which game character would you date? So we got one response.
Do you have an answer in mind?
I have an answer in mind. I'm sure, like, this is one of those things where, like, if I really sat down and thought of every game I ever played in my life, I'd be like, oh yeah, here we go, this one. But I'm not going to think of that right now.
So many games, man.
Alright. So, let me see. We got two responses for this one. Here we go.
So late response? Or you just didn't see it last time?
No, we got this today. Alright, so Visago 831.
What's up, Visago?
I think Visago might be our most diehard.
He's a number one
fan,
dude, yeah.
Definitely. Alright. Rain from Blood Rain.
Really?
Or Harley Quinn from Batman Arkham City.
Oh, Harley Quinn.
Gotta love a dangerous girl.
So mischievous with, like, deadly weapons.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, the nice thing about both of these choices is they can protect you.
I totally forgot about Blood Rain, the game.
They were really popular. But a nice thing about those choices is that if you ever accidentally pick a fight with some big thug, you know, they'll totally be able to step in for you.
Yeah. Oh my god. This is a hard question.
Alright, we got another one. Riddle Master here. I don't know about date, but I would hang out with Nathan Drake or Shiogoroth and Sackboy.
Who is Shiogoroth?
Shiogoroth. I'll look that up while you start giving us your answer.
Okay, I think I would have to do with someone who doesn't talk a lot. You know, very quiet.
You going Asian? Because a lot of the Asian characters.
I'm going with Chrono.
You would date Chrono?
No, I wouldn't date Chrono.
The main character?
Hey, what's up, just doesn't Chrono? Talk, man. He won't nag you. You know what I mean? He won't ask you for anything. I think something's wrong with his vocal cords, man. What is wrong with that guy?
Okay, well, this is dating Chrono, right? This is you dating Chrono. Hey, you want to go, like, get sushi or you want to go, like, a steakhouse? Oh. Do you want to contribute to this relationship at all at any point? Maybe? I mean, you know, I can't just keep coming up with all the decisions.
All you're doing is raising your hands. What does that mean?
What does that mean? Well, it's a little teardrop thing, okay? I mean, like, I don't... Those aren't words. And then somebody would come up to you and be like... Go up to Chrono, start doing some hand gestures, and be like, what are you doing? Like, Chrono's deaf. Do you not...
Oh, dude. You're such a jerk.
You're such a jerk. How could you not notice?
Oh, my God.
Why do you think he was ever saying anything?
He even died once, man.
He died once.
Leave that guy alone.
All right, so Shiogoroth or whatever.
Yeah, who is that?
They're from the Elder Scrolls series.
Oh, that's why I don't know.
It's like an older-looking gentleman. I believe I've seen this person. I'm not too big in that series, but I believe they have some connection, either the butler or something like that, to one of the mad princes or something like that, like the mad god or whatever, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sure I'll get hate mail about how awfully wrong I am, and people will try to get my intentions and give me the correct answer. So yeah, I think he's the mad god.
Okay. I got a key of maggots.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Destiny reference. But, so, what's your answer?
Dude, okay. Ah! There's a lot of them, I think. There's a lot of them. I think the one I would pick... No, I'm changing my mind. The one I'm picking, is, again, you know, mischievous. She doesn't care so much about other people. You know, she's very, she has a lot of sex appeal. She has really long hair.
And does she use his hair to attack people?
Nice and black. Super long, black, beautiful hair.
Does she walk around technically naked?
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
And she has very high heels, which are very deadly.
Right.
Because she has guns.
Does she? Would you say that she probably would not like to walk through the city of Salem?
Probably not. Yeah, no, probably. She would get hunted.
Yeah.
My pick is Bayonetta.
Is that her name, Bayonetta?
Yeah.
Does she ever give her a name?
That's her name.
Her name is Bayonetta?
Yeah, isn't it?
I never played the games. I have no idea.
I think that's her name, dude.
Huh, all right.
Now I don't know anymore. Like, you do that to me.
I make you second guess yourself?
Yes, dude. Her name, I'm pretty sure her name is Bayonetta.
Alright, so my choice is, I literally just walked around my room, looked at all the games I played, and, like, thought about the characters in those games. And I went with the main character from, Valkyrie Profile. I believe her name is Lyneth. Valkyrie Profile Lyneth, I believe. And, there's gonna be spoilers in my explanation as to why I picked her. Okay. I'm sorry if you haven't played it. The game that came out on the PlayStation 1 and then was eventually ported over to the PlayStation Portable, so you had two chances to play through this game.
Yeah, her name is Bayonetta.
Okay, her name is Bayonetta. But my choice would be the main character, Lenneth, from, I believe her name's Lenneth.
Lenneth, as in L-E?
N-N-E-T-H, yeah.
Okay.
She is a Valkyrie, of course, as the namesake, so like that, and, if you play through the game, it's one of those games where you can kind of get multiple endings, so if you get the good ending, she has to, like, basically there's a guy.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy that she basically falls in love with, and like Odin or whatever. Basically, ultimately, she fights against like the gods, like Odin and all that stuff, and like gives up her divinity. As far as I can remember, it's been a while since I played the game. But basically, you know, ultimate sacrifice and stuff like that to like be with this person and try to save him, his fate and his soul and whatnot. Or I think even try to revive him or something like that, and you know. It's just nice. One, she's just a strong female character.
Yeah.
Two, like, the American voice acting is awesome. Yeah. It's
hard to say.
It's nice. Games. And, she's a cool character and, like, you know, just shows a lot of strength and, like, a lot of determination and a lot of, you know, just good qualities you want in the person. And, you know, to think that somebody would, like, give up divinity and, like, fight the gods just for little old me. It's just a nice feeling, you know. You like to feel appreciated like that every once in a while.
You're not in the game.
I'm not in the game, no. But that's the reason why. That's why I would date her, you know, because you know, she's committed to a relationship.
It's a keeper.
It's a keeper.
She's a keeper. Yeah.
She's a keeper.
Bayonetta's probably not a keeper.
Bayonetta.
She'd probably kill me.
Probably use your blood for some dark rite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but. I would live happily.
As part of her
until hair. The end. It's that hair, man. I think it's the hair that does it.
You think it's the hair, or the fact that she's only wearing hair?
Yeah, the fact that the hair is just wrapped around her body,
or the fact that you can put her in fox ears.
Oh my god! I think the Princess Peach costume is the best.
Princess Peach costume, yeah. Because of the stockings. Because you like those
the thigh highs. Yeah,
yeah, you like the thigh highs
with the bows. Yeah. No, but, you know, at this point, I guess the hair becomes a dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is a little weird. Speaking of things, when are you getting your assistant? When can people start watching you on Twitch?
The NX? Not till next year.
Really? Your assistant's not till next year?
God, on Twitch? Why aren't I twitching?
Because you're working, because you don't have a buddy.
I just got out of work. Dude, before I came here... right now it's 10:46. It's 10:46 p.m. right now.
Yep.
I got here around 9.
9:10, 9:15.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I had just gotten off of work. I started at 8 in the morning.
Yep. That's why I'm asking, when are they getting you that assistant?
Oh, the guy's there.
He's there?
Yeah, he worked 4 hours on Friday, called in on Monday, called in today. Yeah.
Greatest.
He got hired. It's like, oh yeah, I can only work 4 hours because his girlfriend said he can only work 4 hours. Him and his girlfriend got hired. Both of them got hired there the same day. Girlfriend's right. My boss introduces me to this guy. A day in the life of Jeff.
Day in the life of Jeff.
So the guy,
our most requested feature.
Yes. So my boss introduces me to the guy, right? And they're both there. She jumps in and she's like, oh, I'm blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, nice to meet you. Hey, nice to meet you too. You know, telling the guy. And then she's like, he can only work 4 hours a day. This is her talking, right? The whole time, dude.
Ooh.
And my boss is like, 4 hours? Is there a reason why you can only work 4 hours? Oh, we only have one car, so I'm leaving in 4 hours, so he has to leave in 4 hours. We're leaving together. And she's like, well, okay, this is only going to be for today, correct? And he's like, yeah, for today. You know, we'll be fine for you know, next week or whatever. And they're like, okay, so he you know, he's with me, like, for 4 hours. Basically, I only really had time to give him a tour and just an explanation of everything.
Yeah.
No, not too much of any physical work. We actually had to go drive to pick up some produce at one point, so, you know, it wasn't too...
Bonding experience.
Yeah, it wasn't too productive. So, come Monday, you know, it's like noon, and I'm like, wait, where's my guy? I did not remember until noon that I'm supposed to have some guy with me, and I'm supposed to explain everything that, you know, that he's supposed to do.
You're just sitting there, and you're just drinking two beers, and like, I'm not supposed to be drinking two beers. Just one. One of these is supposed to be
I don't drink beers at work, only during lunchtime. But.
Right before you get on the road, they go pick up produce.
So I call my boss on the radio. I was like, hey, what happened to my assistant? And she's like, I'll tell you about your assistant later. I guess she didn't want to announce it on the radio. But apparently, what had happened was that the girlfriend landed in the hospital for whatever reason. So he was in the hospital with her.
Okay, I mean, that's reasonable.
So, okay. But there's no reason for him not to come back to work. There's no reason for him not to come back. She's in the hospital. I get it. But
is he living
in the hospital for 48 hours?
Some people do that.
No. Nobody lives in the hospital 48 hours. And besides, I don't believe it.
You don't believe
it? I don't believe it. The guy only worked 4 hours on his first day.
Yeah.
He was scheduled for full day, just like anybody else. He only worked 4 hours because the girlfriend said he's only working 4 hours.
I mean, was he allowed to leave the hospital? Maybe he was living in the hospital 48 hours because he wasn't allowed to leave the hospital.
Dude, I don't believe this guy or her were in the hospital. I don't believe it. I think they're just a bunch of flakes.
Well, your work's requiring them to bring in the doctors now, right?
I really hope so, after 2 days.
Yeah.
I meant to ask my boss that today, but I'm gonna let her know tomorrow if the guy doesn't... Even if the guy shows up, I don't care. Because I don't want this guy working with me. If he's really that unreliable, where he's basically missed the first 3 days of his... His new job.
Yeah.
I don't want this guy working with me. He's not reliable. That's it, dude. Axe this guy, man. That's my opinion. Day in the life of Jeff.
Day in the life of Jeff. Real bittersweet moment there.
Oh, plus just a little extra tidbit. I saw somebody that I used to work with over at the vitamin place.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I went to go pick up some bulgur.
Wasn't Adam
wheat
too?
Bulgur, which I don't really know what it's used for.
That's probably like a binder or something.
I don't know. But anyway, I saw some guy that they used to work with over there. It's kind of cool. Interesting. Yeah. That's it.
Good contact.
Yeah. Okay. We exchanged phone numbers.
I just remember this one thing I wanted to talk about. One thing that kind of got in my goat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. I really got it under my skin.
Got him.
Let me put in the embers to my toes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Twitch subscriptions.
Huh? I haven't heard about this.
You know, you can like, oh, hey, like, you like my channel, please subscribe, you know, for a monthly donation kind of thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
What's going into my goat about it? It's not that, like, the subscribe thing's fine, I guess, subscribe. But the paywall that it's become. Where now you go, like, watch a channel, like, for instance, this Monday... Something that I really wanted to watch on Twitch was happening between the hours of 7 and 9. I have commitments in those hours, so I couldn't watch it. So I was like, alright, fine. I'll come home, and I'll watch it, like, the recording of it. I can't, because I'm not a subscriber.
No way.
Mm-hmm. And that's becoming a very common thing now, that people are putting their past progress as subscriber only.
No way.
Yeah, it's become a very popular thing.
I've never seen anybody do that. And I mean, I watch a lot of, like, popular people.
Like, I don't want to, like, blast anybody right now, so I'm not gonna say what it was. I'm saying, like, I really want to watch
Put
this.
Put him on blast, fool!
I'm trying to learn this new role-playing game system, right? Like, Dungeons & Dragons, but a new one. And, actually...
Wait, this was on Twitch? Was it a podcast?
It was an actual play. So that's why I want to watch it, because it's actual play. I'll be able to see people that actually know how the game works, so like actually go through the game. Because I kind of have an idea how it works, but it's you learn so much more from actually seeing somebody do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was like, all right, great. I mean, they're going to be doing it every
Monday.
What
was the game that was being played?
Outbreak Undead.
Okay.
It's a big blast, because, you know, nobody... The game has a nice chunk of following, but it's not hugely popular enough that people are playing it on Twitch and whatever. So if you know what I'm talking about, you know exactly who I'm talking about and what channel I'm talking about. So I was really excited. I really wanted to watch it. Maybe I think they have a website. I think they'll eventually put it on their website like a week later, but guess what? The next episode is going to be going live that week, whatever. I just wish that I'd like, okay, Wednesday, like tomorrow, or when this podcast goes live, I'll have time to sit down, watch that 2-hour stream, and get my enjoyment, but now I gotta wait till like a week from now or something like that. I'm not exactly sure when they'll go live with
it. Oh, so it's not, I see what you mean. Yeah. I wonder if he has subscriber chat only as well.
I don't think so.
That's a thing. Thing that's pretty common, but I don't mind that. I don't really.
Yeah,
care
I don't
about
mind
that.
Yeah.
Because usually the people that have subscriber chat only are people that have chat that's just like 200 people trying to chat at the same time, and it doesn't work very well. And I hate that you can't chat. You can't chat in those channels, and it's like, and you know the. And some people are really good about reading all the chats, you know, or most of the chats, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of, you know, looking back and forth between games and chats.
A lot of people
are
just hitting,
like,
a 1,000 emoji faces at once.
Yeah, man, it's just, it gets crazy. And I mean, there's no point in chatting like that, which is, I think, why I prefer the smaller channels, because it's just, it's more personal thing.
Yeah. And I don't mind the whole subscriber-only chat thing. Like, usually the channels I watch that would do that and be like, all right, thanks for, you know, hanging out, guys. Now, you guys can keep watching. We're going to do, like, QA, but it's going to be subscriber chat only. Like, okay.
It makes for a better chat experience, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just for everybody in general. Because it's not going a mile a minute, you know what I mean? It's limited.
And it's not like you can't see what people are saying in the chat. Yeah. You just can't type in there.
Yeah.
You can't contribute to it, but...
Like, with the FGC stuff, man? Oh, my God. Like, Evo and like, there's, like, you know, like, I don't know. 50,000 people at least watching, 100,000 people watching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, the chat is just like, you can't do anything. You can't read it. And you can't chat. Your chat, you type it in, and it pops up, and it just goes away.
Yeah.
It's like that fast, man.
Yeah.
So stupid.
So, yeah, it's gotten to me. I mean, it's not the first time I've tried to, like, watch a past podcast and just, like, clicking, like, subscriber only. And it's just like, I'm like, really? This has been here for like 3 days. Just let me watch it now. Like, what's the point of keeping it that way for so long?
What about YouTube? Isn't it on YouTube?
No, they put out YouTube last, typically. I mean, the soonest I'll get it is on their website. And that's usually like, I think based off of other things I've seen them put up, at least, like, 3 days after the original cast.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'm going to watch it, because I want to know how the game works.
Okay.
Yeah, they're doing it every, like, month. Every Monday this month. So it's, like, 2 hours each, 8 hours of, like, actual play that I'll get to see how people handle the game and stuff like that, which is what I want. I have a pretty strong idea of how the game works right now, but it's still, like, fuzzy in my head, you know?
Yeah.
I just want that finite, like... Here's the pure examples, because it's so hard to find people playing this game, but I really want to play it, because every time I do find somebody playing the game, it looks really fun.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I probably won't be able to catch any of them live, which will really irritate me, but I guess it doesn't really matter, because I'm not a chatter. I don't need to be sitting there chatting with everybody, like, oh, well, this happened, oh my god, like, oh, I wonder if this is going to happen. I don't need to be there for that.
Wow, dude.
I just wish I could watch it when I had the chance to, as soon as I had the chance to. And not have to spend $5 to do that.
Yeah. But you get cool emotes, so.
Get cool.
Doesn't justify it, though.
No. No, not $5 a month for an emote.
Yeah.
Not even if it's the Carlson dance.
I subscribed to somebody at one point, and I didn't realize that Twitch had put a reoccurring...
Oh, really?
Yeah, recurring payments. It was like a default, dude. And so, like, I subscribed for like 3 months straight. And I was just like, no, I just wanted a month. Just wanted to help the guy out a little bit because he's cool. And then I realized,
you
know. You
really helped him out.
At one point, yeah. Like, I don't even remember how I figured out that it kept happening. And, I was like, whoa, what is this? What is this? You know what I mean? Like, no, hell no, dude. And I stopped it, like, right away. Because it shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't have it on default, dude. I don't know if it still does, but, you know, it just should have never been like that from the start.
I mean, it's the difference between a donation and a subscription.
Yeah, but it still shouldn't be the default that your credit card's gonna get billed every month, dude.
It's usually the default now, though, for, like,
I know, dude.
What do you think about that? As a Twitch streamer, how do you feel about the whole paywall for the
I think it's stupid. When it comes to videos, dude... To, you know, recording of of live broadcasts. Like, it's just stupid. It should not be like that. You shouldn't do that to your fans, I don't think.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's you put something that somebody wants to watch, but you put it at a specific time, so not everybody can do that. So, like, you make them pay $5.
You
want to
watch my video? Yeah, give me money, dude.
Money, yeah.
No, that's just some greedy bullcrap. It is, though, man.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I understand, like, to a degree, I understand people are trying to make a business out of Twitching and stuff like that, but, like, at the same time, it's like, yeah, cool, have the subscription there if, like, for people to support you and, like, what you're doing and stuff like that, but, like, if you're getting so big that you kind of have to force people to get a subscription, like, maybe you start looking at different avenues and stuff like that of making finances.
Like, Maximilian, dude, he's a cool dude. The guy's, like, he's just an awesome person. That guy gets donations like crazy. I'm talking about, like, donations, not subscriptions. You know, he has a lot of subscriptions as well. But donations on his screen all the time, man. Like, $5, $10, $15, $50.
Wow.
All the time, man. And people want to give money to this guy, and they do. And he never asks for it. He never does anything stupid like that. Like, you know, hey, oh, well, no, you gotta subscribe if you want this and that. Like, no. He's a cool guy. Like, he's popular. Everybody likes this guy. People want to give him money. That's awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But not in the whole... He's not greedy about it. That's what I'm saying. And he always thanks everybody. Like, he's super chill, man. It's just... Yeah, he'll read, like, the message that he put down there. He'll... You know, he helps out his viewers, you know. He's just a cool guy, man.
That's cool. I think the thing that bugs me most about this channel is that this channel is full of people that are successful. They're popular. Their channel's popular because they are successful people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, in entertainment and stuff like that. You know, if you have people that are famous in entertainment, your channel is going to become popular just because you're already famous because of the things you do in entertainment, right?
Like PR Rug, right? I go to a lot of fighting streams, so...
Right.
That's what I talk a lot of fighting games, which is because I love them. But, like, PR Rug, you know, like, I go to his channel, you know, when I realized he had a channel, and he's already have, like, you know, 20,000 followers, you know, Justin Wong has a bunch of followers, like, all the big names have tons of followers because they're popular, people know who these are, they see them at tournaments, they're just gonna follow, like, you know, and people follow them when they're not even on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, oh, Justin Wong, follow, dude, whatever.
The thing that bugs me, though, is, like, PR Rog, Justin Wong, I don't know what type of day jobs they have, they might not make that much money. But the people that the channel I'm talking about, they make money. Like, they don't need...
Like, their job isn't Twitch? Their job is actually what they're doing on Twitch?
No, their job isn't even what they're doing on Twitch. They have, like, these are actors and, like, voice actors and, like, stuff like that. These
oh,
are
I
people
see what
that
you
have
mean.
Careers.
Okay. Yeah.
They're already making money, so they don't need the Twitch money. You know? So
but
I'm
yet
like,
they force people to
yeah,
pay if they want to watch the video.
Paywalls
yeah.
And stuff like that. And yeah, again, I understand they're trying to make a business out of it, whatever. It just annoys me. Yeah, they have plenty of people subscribing. That's fine. Like I thought it was smart earlier. Like they do an RPG show that I would watch. And it was they would do giveaways, but you had to be a subscriber to qualify for the giveaway. I'm fine with that. You know, if you want the giveaway, you know. Join, subscribe for a month, whatever, get your chance to get a giveaway, unsubscribe if you want to, or just keep supporting them. That's cool. Whatever, I don't care about that. That's just an extra service for being a subscriber, but, like, forcing me to subscribe to be able to enjoy the content. Like, you're not HBO. You know, like... You're trying to be internet HBO, but it's not... You have, like, one or two things I want to watch.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Alright, well that's it for me.
Yeah, me too.
Alright, everybody, thanks again for listening. Let us know how you feel about the whole Twitch subscription thing. Do you think people have the right to put paywalls on stuff like that, or do you think it should be just a free service and they should use the subscription benefits in other ways? You can give us your answers uncoregamers@gmail.com or send us a tweet @uncoregamers. Just let it know.
You can catch me on twitch.tv/blackholeflare.
No, you can't.
You can try.
You can try.
You can try.
Just follow his channel. Turn on live notifications. You'll get the occasional...
Follow my Twitter. It'll be on Twitter when I go live.
What's your Twitter?
Black Hole Flare. Yeah. Black Hole Flare. Should be pretty.
Everybody should know what it is now. Again, just check the descriptions of the channel. It's always there. Actually, I did find Broman's YouTube channel and put it in the description of the last episode. So.
Yeah. We said we were going to do that, right?
I said I didn't know what it was.
Okay, well, it's found and it's there.
It's found and it's there. So if you're wondering about that, you didn't check the description, there you go. If you want to play with me on my PlayStation, it's Vegan Dan again. Send me a message saying that you heard me on the podcast. Otherwise, I would just think you're a random spammer that wants to do something gross.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.